Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Discord tries to become a shitty version of Twitch. For April 4th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, we'll dissect the video game sales numbers from 2023, and the FTC blocked some pretty creepy technology. The Wall Street Journal released a report claiming that Discord will be rolling out a new ad program this week. This ad program is allegedly the sponsored quest feature that Discord revealed last month. Sponsored quests are essentially a rewards program that gives individuals the ability to receive in-game rewards for streaming a game to Discord. While technically not a traditional ad program, it works similar to the way that Twitch drops work. However, there doesn't seem to be a monetary incentive for the streamer like there is on Twitch. That's because Discord doesn't have a direct support button or an equivalent to subscriptions. It should also be noted that viewers do not receive anything for viewing this streamed content. It's assumed that Discord will be pocketing the advertising dollars from developers who pay to be a part of this new feature on Discord, departing once again from other streaming services that actually split ad revenue with streamers. Overall, this is just another disgusting way for Discord and game developers to advertise their games without having to actually pay the people who are doing the actual work. But I'll be honest, this feature is pretty much dead in the water, considering that the most commonly used application for Discord's built-in streaming technology is watching movies with your server. The market research firm Newzoo released their final report on the global consumer spending for PC and console gaming last year, and the figures show that consumer spending increased by 2.6% year-over-year, hitting $93.5 billion. Breaking down the figure more, spending on console games made up the lion's share of sales, reaching $53.1 billion, an almost 2% year-over-year increase. PC games saw the biggest jump with a 4% increase compared to 2022, amassing $40.4 billion. Newzoo attributes this modest increase in revenue to 43 new titles last year, which made up 90% of the total sales in 2023, 17 of which were heavily monetized through microtransactions such as Diablo 4. Those 17 titles made up 59% of the entire spending on video games last year. Newzoo finishes their report by estimating estimating that global consumer spending on PC and console games will reach $107.6 billion by 2026. At the end of the day, every research firm has confirmed that consumers are spending more on video games than ever. So if the number is continuing to go up, why are we seeing wide-reaching layoffs across the whole of the video game industry? Well, the biggest contributing factor is because of the largest consolidation event in video games history. From 2020 to the end of 2023, we saw a total of 905 acquisitions and mergers in the video game industry, totaling $168.5 billion in transactions. And consolidation comes with several consequences for consumers and workers, like rising prices and lower wages. The only benefit with unfettered consolidation like this is that executives and shareholders are seeing huge payouts. I don't know about you, but this makes me really rethink the current state of our antitrust laws. We really need to hold governments accountable for allowing this kind of consolidation to happen without any sort of regulation. Last July, the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, or ESRB, filed for permission with the Federal Trade Commission to use facial recognition software for age verification. The software, which is called Privacy Protective Facial Age Estimation, is used to estimate someone's age before access to a game is given. This facial recognition software echoes similar software used by the Chinese government to regulate gaming as well as spy on their citizens. The ESRB at the time claimed that this technology would become the next evolution in age verification, despite it being one of the most dystopian uses of technology that I personally have ever seen. Now, I bring up this FTC filing because we finally got some movement from regulators. The FTC has made the decision to block the use of this software unanimously. However, they did so without issuing any statements on the merits or lack thereof in using facial recognition software as age verification. The FTC also blocked the ESRB's filing without prejudice, giving the ESRB another opportunity to file again in the future. At the time of this recording, neither the FTC nor the ESRB have responded to requests for comment. Overall, this is a huge win for consumers, and hopefully the ESRB doesn't resubmit this software with the FTC again, because frankly, we don't need a video game lobbying firm playing Big Brother in the United States. All right, well, that's it for this edition of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.